Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbait.
GQ Palace. Hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
Rachel and Ian. It's Butterbait.
the Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is T.
And I'm Rachel.
And this is Angie. What's going
what's
on?
Divas.
Hey.
What's going on, Divas?
Everything's everything.
I know that.
How's y'all weekend?
Listen, I had a tiring weekend. Oh my gosh. But I'm blessed, though. I'm good. I wouldn't change it for the world.
I hear you. Did you go to New Hampshire?
No, I ended up not going because I had to work. They called us into work. They called, like, 30 people into work. And,
whoa.
Yeah, so I stayed back and worked.
Well, I had a very, very exciting, good weekend.
All right.
Yes, I really did. I needed to have it.
I heard.
I was with the rest of the list, and I was with the CEO, executive producer, chilling up in Allure, and the event was awesome. To tell you, honestly, I had so much fun, I ain't want to come home.
Wow.
I just made it home yesterday, and wouldn't have came then.
Right.
No worries.
But I had a great, this was one of my best weekends I've had in probably since my birthday.
Oh, wow.
My birthday, you know, it was like, because I hadn't seen them in a couple of years, and I was just so, oh, my God. And when I say I had a blast, I had a blast from the past.
Wow. You didn't fall down this time, did you?
No.
Uh-oh, he's coming,
Tom. Listen, I ain't worried about nothing.
Two for the vine. Two for the vine.
I did it for the vine this time.
Oh, shoot. Turn up.
Wow.
But yes,
and we missed it, Rachel. Can you believe it?
Yes,
I wish I would have been there.
Well, my weekend, since you had a wonderful weekend for all of us, Miss Dorothy, my weekend consisted of, let me see, 15 hours of work Saturday and 13 hours of work Sunday.
Well, they definitely getting the butter from that duck, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it was awesome, though, you know.
That's good.
Oh, that's what's up. Like Rachel said, you had a blast for us all. I appreciate it.
Yes, I did. And then, like I say, all you got to do is go on my page. You'll see the pictures.
Some of them I couldn't post,
but
Oh my God.
It would have been that.
Wow.
When I say the hospitality from the CEO, Rich Money, and Lavina, executive producer, hands down. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
Hands down.
Absolutely. They
hands
definitely
down.
They show you a
mad
good
did they? As always, but, you know,
See, when I go up there, I get spoiled, so I don't be wanting to come home.
Wow.
They have to put me out. They have to put me out. Well, no, they ain't even put me out. So I just had to know. I knew I had to come home, but I will be going back real soon.
Wow, that's a stuff.
Yes. So, y'all divas ready to, if there's no more announcements or anything, y'all ready to get this on and pop it?
Are we ready?
No.
We
ready. No announcements.
I don't have anything. I do want to just say shout out to Lavina's daughter, Destiny. Rich and Lavina's daughter, Destiny. On her cheering and stuff like that, because the reason I mentioned that because they now cheering is now a sport. They consider it.
Yeah.
A sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so shout out to her. What I'm saying, and keep pressing on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think they should have been did that anyway because they're professional cheerleaders. You know what I mean? But that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead with the show. We'll get started.
Okay. Well, the first topic is, does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt?
No.
Wow.
Number two, if you found out your mate had cheated on you and you forgave them, would you allow your mate to continue being friends with the person they cheated on you with?
Wow.
Oh, wow. So we got going on with these topics today, huh?
Mm.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna throw a little something in a little bit later, but we gonna work with this right now. We're just gonna lead me into that other thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you know we make it do what it do over here at the palace.
Yeah,
yes.
We know this.
646-200-3838. Press that 1 for our internet users. We'd like to hear your comments or questions or anything about our topics tonight. So, y'all get in. Come get in with us. Wow, you want to go first, Rachel? What do you want to do?
I'm going to let you go first tonight, lady.
Okay. Now, listen, that's not a problem. Does love hurt? Yes. Is it supposed to? No. Simply because... And I may have stated this a while ago, how people misinterpret what it really is and what it really stands for. And this is where the hurt comes in at, you know. A lot of times lust is confused with love. And, you know, with your loins being satisfied, you forget about all your other things like security and, you know what I'm saying, companionship, friendship. You forget about all of that stuff when it comes to love, because all that stuff is, you know, fit in the love category. You know, you have to have yourself grounded. You have to be grounded in order to really appreciate what real love is. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're chasing. You're chasing something. And you'll find yourself running all the time if you're not stable mentally and emotionally. So that's my take on that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as me catching somebody, with my mate cheating with somebody and allow them to be friends again, absolutely not. Simply because the only reason you stopped is because you got caught. You probably would have still been doing it if I didn't catch you. So, you know, that's just a dead issue with me. And that's all I'm going to say on that one for now. I'm passing the mic to Diva Rachel.
Right. Wow, that was, I couldn't have put that better myself, Diva. In my opinion, love is, it's actually simple.
Yes.
But it's supposed to be simple. Without God, it's complicated. So, in my opinion, with God, it's simple. But without Him, it's complicated because those of us who believe in God, and this is not Spiritual Sunday, but I'm speaking on my you know, how I am these days and who I've become. And in my past relationships where I did not put God first in my relationship, everything just seemed to be a stairway down, humble. And when I have when I put God first in my with myself and then put him first in the relationship, everything falls into place. However, if the two of you are not on one accord, if you're not both following God's steps, then it's going to be complicated too. Because let's just say you have one person that believes in God and one that doesn't, but you still love each other and you get along and you care for each other, but you're still going to have some bumping heads there because one of you believes in God and one of you don't, so it's going to be complicated.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely, it's a pull and tug. I tell you, Diva T, what is your take on it? Listen to her.
She's laughing already.
I mean, honestly, no, it don't supposed to hurt. And a lot of people say, I love you. It don't even mean it. You know, and my thing is, I don't use it just to be saying it. You know, as far as a relationship, if I tell you I love you, I mean, it's different than me telling you I'm in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing of it, does it supposed to hurt? Heck no. Never supposed to hurt. Mm-hmm. You know. That's just out of the question of it being, you know, of that it's supposed to hurt. But we have heard that it's supposed to hurt. You know, and I guess you can go to a certain extent of loving someone. I mean, including your family or whatever. And it will hurt.
Yeah.
You would be hurt because you love so hard. You know, and you gave your best and your all, but at the end, you know, it wasn't what that person didn't want to love you like you was loving them.
Right. And my younger, my first time falling in love when I was really young, it seemed like it hurt me to my heart every time I was away from that person. It seemed like I was just in so much pain until I was face to face with that person. And in my second time I fell in love, and the third time, it was the same thing.
You had to throw that in there.
Yeah, it was about three times when I was younger. But it did seem like each time that it hurt so bad that I just longed for that person as soon as they walked out the door. And it hurt when I would think about them. I felt like I was in pain when I wasn't with them. I guess I felt some kind of deep, huh?
Wow.
You know, but again, you know, we have to love ourselves first before we can love anybody. So, you know, you just got some people, they just, I don't know if it's something that has happened in life or they just never knew what the real meaning of love was. You know, because you can't love me as Sue Jane or Sarah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You can't. Mm-hmm. You know, you can say that you love us, but you can't be in love with all of us.
Right.
You know, right. And as far as this about getting caught cheating and I forgive you, and you still going to continue to be friends with this chick? No, buddy. No. Because, see, my thing is, if you still friends with her, you still doing her.
Or have the desire to. Anyway.
You know, no, it ain't nothing about no desire. They still doing each other. That's my opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Still getting down and dirty.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it is, but you still dealing with her.
Oh.
And
yeah,
it's on a sneak tip.
Yep.
But, you know, and my thing is, if you're still friends with her, go ahead and be with her because we're not going to be together. I won't deal with it. No.
Yeah. You're gonna respect our relationship. Number one, if I have not to, I forgave you for cheating. I forgave you, but as far as y'all being friends, that's a dead issue. You know what I'm saying? Cause I said before, it's like, you know, nah, get it together. It's not happening.
You know, because
if I didn't catch you, you'd still be doing it. So
if she doesn't say anything, you may say something to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, what if she don't know that you were caught?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it.
That's true, though. No, that's a good question, because a lot of times
what
that happens.
She don't
like,
know
a lot of times
it
has
caught.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still texting, calling, whatever, you know.
Well, see, that's when
so
you check him, like, listen, okay, yeah, have you told this girl that it's a dead issue, it can't be nothing with y'all or whatever? If he didn't, he or she didn't take that initiative to let that other person know, then he don't want to let that go then. He was going to continue playing that game as long as possible.
Well, listen, I was in a relationship where the man I was dating was a hustler. He was in the streets, and he sold drugs. And he ended up sleeping with all of his female customers.
Oh, God.
And so I had to see these people every day and deal with them every day, not knowing that he was sleeping with them. And then when I found out that he was sleeping with them, and then still finding out that, you know, okay, you know, at this time I had no self-esteem, didn't have a job, and had a young child. So I remained with him and had to just feel this pain of seeing him speak to these people and deal with these people, knowing that I knew that he was also sleeping with them. That was some kind of painful.
I'm sure.
Yes. And you know what that comes from, right? You know, when you say no self-esteem or whatever, or when you find yourself in that position, you know what that's called, being a victim of circumstance. Because you had no job, you had the baby, like, under the circumstances, I can't let him go. And I've learned this from my old pastor. I learned this from him, where it's like, don't become a victim of circumstances, because where there's life, there's hope. There's other options out there. We're like, listen, right now I messed up. I might be starving, but it's not worth my dignity. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not worth my dignity. Yeah. We got to keep that. We got to keep it moving. It takes a while to learn that. Not every. We all go have some kind of shortcomings. We all be used at some point in our lives or whatever. But we're supposed to take those lessons as learning. We're supposed to take and learn from them lessons. You know,
everybody gonna take that bump and bruise in the road too.
Yeah, everybody has a trip and fall. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, that just goes along with life. That's how life you know, life deals.
Yeah.
But before we open up the lines, we're gonna go to a commercial. And when we come back, the lines will be open, 646-200-3838. Press that 1, though. If you don't press the 1, you won't be able to get on here and chill and kick it with us. So let's go to our commercial, and we'll be right back.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Your discretion is advised.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love it. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Bay. Butter Bay. Butter Bay.
Boy meets girl, girl perfect woman. Girl gets busted from the cop, come running up. Check the deuces, check the deuces.
GQ Palace Radio.
And if loving you is a crime, tell me why I bring out the best in you.
The Diva Squad.
I will hold your heart in your gun. I don't care if they come. No, it's crazy, but they can pay.
to this DJ. Chris Tack.
Got an outlaw chick from a Tupac on my outlaw shit. Matching tats, ink don't come off. Even if rings come off and things ring off, my nails get dirty. My past ain't pretty. My lady years, my Mercedes years. My baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, nigga. You ain't about that life, ain't got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the nigga. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'ma wave some text. I'm a geek about mine, touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'.
Cheeky Palace Radio.
Now that I found a place to let you
deeper than words, beyond right, die for your love, beyond life, sweet as a Jesus piece, beyond ice, blind me baby with your neon lights, Ray-Bans on, police in sight, oh what a beautiful death, let's both wear white, if you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L, she fell in love with the bad guy, what you doing with them rat guys, them rat guys. They ain't see potential with me, girl. But you see it, if it's me or you will get the world. Then so be it,
I don't care if they give me life. I get all of my life from you. And if love you had a price, I would pay my life for you.
There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling, 7 to 9 p.m. in Los Angeles. Butter baby, butter baby, butter baby.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up.
Beyonce part two on the run.
Y'all know what I'm laughing at. Y'all don't even know what I'm y'all know what I'm laughing at. We have a caller on the line. Our first caller is Barry.
Barry B in the field.
What's up, ladies?
Hey Barry.
Hey Barry love.
How you doing?
Welcome to Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad.
Oh, you know that.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are we going to start at?
Did you hear the topics?
Okay, yeah. Run them down to me, the first question.
Does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt? Oh, God. He started out laughing. Whoa. Do you want the second one, or you want to ponder on this one first?
Does love hurt? That's just it.
Does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt? And the second one, if you found out your mate had cheated on you, and you forgave them, would you allow your mate to continue being friends with the person they cheated on you with?
Okay. Oh, I'll take the first one first. Does love hurt? I mean... You said it's not supposed to hurt, right?
No. That's the question behind it. It says, does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt?
I would say this. When you first fall in love, it doesn't hurt because, you know, it's like a new thing. You're wide open and then... somewhere down the line, you know, it hurts because, I mean, nothing's perfect in this world. So, I mean, you go through ups and downs and changes. So it's going to hurt sooner or later, somehow, some way. Even if there's no perfect relationship or no perfect marriage, so. That's my opinion. You know, it could be.
Is it supposed to hurt?
No, it's not supposed to hurt, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why fall in love if it's supposed to hurt?
Well, I mean, you know, not just, you know, a relationship, just love, period, you know? That could go for your family members, you know, your kids or whatever.
Oh, yeah, definitely hurts. Yeah, because it's funny because when my family is a lot, well, this is with every family, I just say my family, but you go through ups and downs, and love does hurt. Sometimes, like I always said, you hurt. I sound like a broken record. Sometimes you live your life in a prideful way and do stupid things, you know. And then, you know, people get hurt, and then they still try to judge you for your past. And then when you try to show that you changed or whatever, then it's always bringing the past up, and then it does hurt. I mean, this last year has been, like, hurt. Ever since I've been back from Florida, it's been kind of hurtful because, you know, it's just like I try to love and just show love, and it's just like, it's either rejection or just bring up the past or just jealousy or hate. It's like, it's a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it does hurt. It does hurt. And it's been a really rough, crazy year, like taking care of my aunt and a lot of stuff being back. Because when I removed myself from my family for 5 years, a lot of good things happened for me in Florida. I did a commercial with George Foreman, a lot of good stuff. You know, and it was God's will, but it was God's will to bring me back. I know because of it's just me, my cousin, my aunt here. And I just spent 3 or 4 hours with her, you know, so everything's for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then you can't try to fit, you know, and like, as Rachel said, this is not Spiritual Sunday, but you can't, you know, when you really surrender to God and give your life to him, you can't question and ask why, because he has everything for a reason. And then when you go out and then you get the aha moment, like Oprah says, you know, oh, that's why this happened. And why did I come back for the Bronx? And like, oh, if I wasn't here, my cousin couldn't handle my aunt, so... There's all these different scenarios, and you can't figure it out, and you just got to surrender. And even, like, with your friend or mate, like, especially with your soulmate, it's not real. I mean, God bought you for a price. You would surrender, so it's like, it really hits. I will be done, not yours. So it's hard because you try to do things your way, and, you know, it's not really your way. It's his way, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, it's hard to explain, but I hope you understand where I'm coming from on that.
But to piggyback off what you're saying, a lot of times simply because we're left with choices.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, I love this person. Now, would I do this because I love them or because they need this or because I'm loyal to them? You know, and it goes back to one of our shows we had, would you choose love or loyalty? You know what I mean? And when it comes to family members, you're like, all right, that's my family. I love them, and I'm going to do this, right or wrong. You know what I mean? And as far as being in a relationship, you're like, all right, I'm going to spend the rest of my life. I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. I love them. So am I going to go that extra step? You know what I mean? So it's like, a lot of times we're just left with a lot of choices, and a lot of times you don't know which way to go sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, what
about the second one, Barry?
Okay, say, or tell me that one.
Okay. If you caught your mate cheating, but you forgave your mate for cheating, would you allow them to continue to be friends with the person they cheated on you with?
Wow. Ooh, that's a good one. I mean, are they close nearby or what? I mean, is it...
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, because, you know, the sex texting, whatever, you know, it doesn't matter because you can always make a trip. You see what I'm saying? You know, you could have some family members or they could have family members in another state and be like, well, I'm going to visit my family. You could end up going with them. But they could get away from you for that moment and still be with that person. So it doesn't matter if they near or far. It's just the fact, would you allow your mate to continue to be friends with them?
Wow. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
That's where trust comes in.
Okay.
Let me hear your girl's answers first, your ladies.
We already. I said no.
Okay.
Said
what did you
no.
say, Rachel?
I spoke of my past experience where I chose to because I was young and immature and didn't have a lot of self-esteem. And I was in a relationship where I had to deal with my mate at that time, who was a drug dealer, and he would have sex with all of his customers.
Right.
And meanwhile, I was the main lady, so it hurt me so bad, lowered my self-esteem even more, you know, to have to see these people every day because they kept money in the pocket, you know. I got to deal with them because they keep money in the pocket, you know. But now my answer would be definitely, excuse my language, but hell no. No, sorry. You would not remain friends with any, no. Zero tolerance. I'm of zero tolerance.
Exactly. And Barry,
yeah.
You never did answer it. So, I mean, would you allow
I
want to
hear Angie.
Continue?
What's Angie's answer?
My answer is pretty much the same, no, simply because if I didn't catch y'all probably still be doing it. Why would I allow y'all to continue to
exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, if you catch somebody doing something, whatever, is why, I mean, if you they're supposed to be with you, why try to still be friends with the other person if they're trying to be be with the other person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much, that's good answers. So I agree with that.
So your
answer. What's your answer?
Come on. What would you do? Would you allow it to happen? Would you allow them to continue to be friends?
No, because why would they? If you back to doing whatever? No. Why would you?
Right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, I guess. Rachel.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a caller.
We do have a caller. However, I am. I'm going to let this caller reveal themselves. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hello, Diva Squad. Caller, this is former President of the United States.
Yeah,
the Divas tonight. Did you know who I'm, Tricky Dick? This is Tricky Dick calling. Nixon, are you ready to laugh? Divas, are you there, Divas? Rachel,
yes.
Angie,
yes.
T,
yes.
How
yes.
you doing?
Yes.
Good. That was I'm just calling to address a couple issues on last week's show. Do you mind if I take a couple minutes, ladies?
Go
Do you mind? Is it okay?
All right.
Okay, good. Well, this is what the president, former president, Ricky Dickie Nixon wants you girls to do. I want you to take your hands, put them on your panties, and I'll be with you in a second.
Hold on.
I want to talk to Barry Love.
Oh.
First of all. Barry Love. Are
yes,
you there, brother?
Yes, a former
hey, listen,
president.
Yes, thank you. You can call me Mr. President.
Okay, Mr.
Because
President.
Because I am the president of the Salt and Pepper Lonely Hearts Club.
Okay.
You know
oh.
that.
You, go.
You know that. I am
yes.
the president still. Yes, I am.
Kidding.
No,
that's
it's not.
Me.
It's Tricky Dick. Now.
What?
Barry Love, last week at the end of the show, you started singing. And my wife, Pat, was laying in the bed, and I heard her scream. She was screaming. I know that scream. And she goes, oh. And I go, I'm heading for him right now. She said, my panties are getting wet. And she goes, okay, Pat, stay cool. I'm getting you a new pair of panties. So I went over there, and she goes, that Barry Love, he sounded just like Dean Martin, Luther Vandross, and Frank Sinatra all wrapped up in one.
Oh,
it was so wet. By the time I got those things on, I had to go back to the panty drawer again.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, Barry, you're a crooner. the back there in the 40s, you would have been A number one.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I just wanted, old pal wanted me to tell you that. Now with Kenny G. Kenny G last week was saying that he was a picker and a grinner. So am I. I'm a picker. I like playing music. And I'm also a lover. I'm a sinner. You know I'm tricky. I'm Tricky Dick. America call me. And now I'm a, and now remember, ladies, now hold on to those panties. I'll be with you in a minute. You know? Okay. And I'm also a joker. I like to joke around.
Okay, Tricky Dick.
I'm a midnight. Wait, hold on. I will get to the topics in a second if you don't mind, Keith, please. Now, I'm also a midnight toker. Yes, I smoked in the Oval Office at the White House with Elvis Presley. He showed up at the gate one day. I told him, let him in. Let him in. We were there. I said, lock the door. And we started to smoke and joke around. You know? And he showed me some of that karate. Elvis is the king. The king of rock and roll. All right, Rachel. Rachel, last week.
Yes, sir.
Now, yes, that's right. You called just me as Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr.
Now,
President.
Now, last week you handled the mail. Is that true? Is that true you handled the mail last week?
I sure did.
And what was that thing about the sex tape? Was that going on? Okay, who's ever playing with those buttons? You're starting to push mine.
It's, in other words, they're telling you that your 2 minutes is up.
I'm addressing you girls right now. I'm addressing last week's show. Now,
Wait a minute. Kenny, honestly, though, your 2 minutes is up. We need to get to
If we have time later, we'll allow you to address last week's show. But right now, we're going to
All righty, then.
We do have other callers.
My name is not Kenny.
Okay,
I'm not Kenny. I don't know where you're coming up with this Kenny thing.
Well, Mr. President,
Dick, did you hear the topics for tonight?
Yes. Okay, I'll comment on the topics tonight. Okay, does love hurt? Ask the first lady if I ever gave her a black eye. She'll say yes, and that hurt, and I do love her, you know? But yes, honestly, truthfully, when you see your loved one going through a tough time, it hurts you. It hurts deep down. And who was saying earlier, was it UT? That said, it starts with the foundation. Love starts with the foundation. Was that Rachel?
I don't know who it was.
But that's where it starts.
It was with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody there that said, and that's where it starts, with that foundation. And that foundation, who is the cornerstone? I, too, am a Christian. Praise the Lord. And this is no joking around. This is true, that love does hurt. There's times that my Lord gives me a black eye when I'm going out and I'm messing around. I'm not doing the right things. I'm not being edifying to the Lord. So, yes, does love hurt? Yes. And the other question is?
Is it supposed to hurt?
Does it supposed to hurt?
Yes.
No, it's not supposed to hurt.
Okay.
No, ladies, it's not. But if you see your loved one that is dying from a disease with cancer, is it supposed to? All I know is my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in control, and I have to trust that. Just as Barry said, you have to trust.
Okay.
So I have to put my trust in the Lord.
Okay. The second topic, if you found out your mate had cheated on you and you forgave them, would you allow your mate to continue being friends with the person that they got caught cheating with?
Now, Pat, you know, and I were swingers. We're very hip people. And Pat never cheated on me, nothing I know of. But if my mate cheated on me, would I allow her to be still friends with the person that she cheated on?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take the bitch back.
Don't curse at her.
I'm zero tolerance. See, I wouldn't take her back. So that question there, I'd answer that one. She don't get a second. Wow. I don't care if she goes around the country.
We do have to talk our language.
I sure will. I'm sorry about that, Divas. I'm sure they pushed a button on that one. But I'm sorry. You know, that's me. That's me. I'm former president of the United States. I was the head of the country.
I want to ask you a question, though, because you said that you and Pat were swingers. Now, what's the difference in y'all being swingers and her going out sleeping with somebody else?
I was there. I was there. I was with the other partner. We did it in the same bed. We did it all over the White House. You wouldn't believe it. Me,
okay.
All the bushes.
So the difference is you approved of swinging, but not approved of...
Am I allowed to say Bush on the radio? Me and Barbara Bush and George. Yes, we were their swingers, too.
Oh,
no.
God. Okay.
Screaming out there, ladies.
Can I say something?
Any other questions from the Divas?
Go ahead, Larry.
I want to give a big shout out to Rich Money and Lavina because it was the first time I met him. I really enjoyed myself Sunday at Club Allure. And it was good that Cuban League remembered me, and then we was the Boogie Down Bronx who was representing for Old School. And I just want to say, it's Christmas. Christmas is about almost 5 months ago, right?
Something like that.
Okay. But I tell you what, T was lit up like a Christmas tree when she seen me.
Oh! There you go. There you go with your mess. Actually, it was you. Let's not start. Wait a minute.
Hey. She was lit up like a Christmas tree, right? And
No, you was the one I could see in the dark. Hey. All I seen was teeth.
Here we go. And then it was funny, like after I was talking to Cuba Link, and I seen a girl that she had like a real short haircut, and she came up to me, she's like, "Oh, I grew up with you because I lived in your building from 73 to like 87 and she came over talking, and I told T, I was like, "Man, I don't know why I can't remember that girl from nothing." I said, "I'm gonna go over there and talk." So about 2 hours later, everybody's feeling like, here go T on trying to go over to some guy. She all fired up. His glasses are tilted.
Oh,
damn. She kept looking over me. Then she came back and said, "Oh, you didn't come over there and say, why didn't you come over there and say anything?" I said, "Because I'm Barry Love." Say nothing.
Barry, you need to stop with your drama. Oh, my God. Really, though? Oh, my God.
For real, yeah.
Y'all should go to the videotapes. Okay, so much for that. Let's finish our show.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the whole weekend. The weekend.
It was all good. We had fun. All good. And
yes, we did. Honestly, we did. Okay, I'm getting ready to put a little twist up in here. For those of you that might have seen this about the no, it's not Photoshop, the story behind the husband, wife, and the girlfriend, and the wife is now pregnant.
Well, I can't see.
I read this. I mean, what? I mean, seriously. For those that's listening and that's on the line, if you go on the forum, you will see what I'm talking about. It's about the husband, and he has a wife and a girlfriend. They all live in the house together. He's holding the wife, which that's the one that's pregnant, and the girlfriend is kissing the wife's stomach. Wow, yeah, I read that story. I read it, and... It's more of the woman's girlfriend than the man's, because the woman says she's been bisexual for a long time or whatever, and her husband They work at a club together. He's the manager of a club that they all work at. And, you know, they brought her on. They all live together. They all live together.
This is going on in Detroit. His name is Uncle Free. And they, what they call it, you know, with the two women, Paula Morey, which is the practice of having more than one intimate relationship at a time.
And everybody knows about it.
And
yeah.
Everybody consent to it. Yeah.
It's a
you know, and they all like they just as happy.
So
you know,
like polygamy or whatever that is, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
A polygamist is married with the women with them being unknown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Polymorphy.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
good.
You know, there's no way. No. I'm too selfish to be having another woman up in my bed.
Well, see, the thing is, it's the woman that wants it. It's not the man's choice. It was the woman's choice. That's why it's just so accepted. You understand what I'm saying? And now, if it was the fact that he wanted to bring her on, I'm sure that that woman be like, no, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? At that point, if that happened to me, I'm like, now I can't trust you because now I know you with other women. You already told me that. You already presented that to me. But this is
hold on, Angie. Somebody blowing in the phone or breathing hard?
I don't know.
Mr. President.
But, yeah.
I'm like a million.
It's not me. I'm doing fine.
Somebody breathing through their nose in the phone. But
I've been real hard. And actually, it's hard to hear what everybody is saying. So, you know, if you could either mute your phone or take your nose, mouth, whatever it is.
That.
But, I mean, seriously, you know, but I guess it's just like so much of that is going on in the world today. But myself.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, lesbianism, gay, and all that stuff now is at an all-time high. It's always happened, but now it's so many things, so many more things are exposed. So,
you know,
they try to... It's an
echo.
Hello?
Now there's an echo.
Yeah, and it's gone.
Okay, we're good.
But, hey, if they like it, I love it. I don't know if I could see myself living
well,
like that.
Well, see... Yeah. First off, I don't do women, so I'm strictly, and no, I ain't no other woman gonna be laying up in the bed with me and mine.
Yeah, they chilling.
Seriously,
and they get confused as twins when they go out. They dress alike. They have a lot of the same clothes.
But they look alike.
They really do. They look a lot alike. They would definitely pass as twins. Maybe not identical, but they look at least sisters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, that happens. I don't know. They didn't say how old they were.
I didn't know.
Right. I don't remember seeing how old they are or whatever, but he looks like as to be a lot older than them.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, again.
Yeah, they do look young.
Listen, the things people do nowadays for that almighty dollar, there's no filter, no end. You understand what I'm saying? That's why that's happening with the Donald Sterling as well. So in some cases, it ain't what you do, it's what you get caught doing, and it shows you how your mouth can cause your demise.
Yeah, but they said that the ladies helped him raise his 17-year-old son.
Yes, the son too.
You know, so you got to think that he's at least 40-ish. You know?
Yeah, he at least 40.
They don't look no more than, they don't even look in their 30s.
That's what I'm saying. They look very young. They appear to be young anyway in the picture or whatever, but it didn't state in the story how old they were. It's just, you know.
Right.
Like I said, he's probably making that money. They work on the pole, so, you know, they get a few dollars themselves or whatever. So, you know. Like
said,
nowadays...
Well, one of them can't work on no pole right now.
Yeah,
she was on the pole long enough, too much.
Yeah, she was on the pole, all right, his pole.
You get a pole?
Oh, Lord.
Anywho.
He was all on the post. She was all on the post Sunday.
Oh.
E. She was on a lamp pole.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. She was getting it in.
Let me
hear
find
about that.
Out. You was upset because, oh, I can't say what I was going to say, but anywho, I was enjoying myself.
Okay, let me leave it alone.
I owed to myself.
Okay, all right.
Listen, you grown-ass woman, dog. You do what you want to do. How about that?
All right.
But do we have anything tonight, Rachel?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for both.
Okay. Listen, before we do anything else, we're going to go to a song. You guys, hold on. hold on. We'll be right back. We're going to a song.
What's up, lady? What's up, lady? How y'all doing? Yeah, I know what y'all need. All of y'all. That's y'all gangsta do, right? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was.
Hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen.
Yeah.
There's nothing better to do on Wednesday nights than spend my time with the Diva Squad. Chilling, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Love you. Butter baby.
It was 6 o'clock on the dot. That's when I seen this cutie. She was chilling at the spot. She was with her girls. I was with my boys. All of a sudden, I asked her to come over and say,
what up, ma?
How'd you like to get to know me?
I'm not shy.
I'll do anything for you and say I'll pick you up at 8. I promise I won't be late.
Cause I am the one that you want. Someone I can hold on to. Someone who will never break my heart in two.
Can I be the one for you?
Got it locked on GQ Power Radio.
You got mad.
now, 8 o'clock. Time to finish the phrase, the phrase, finish, phrase, 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 phrase. With Diva, Raja, 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 and Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, you got mad, man. Finish the phrase, the phrase, the phrase, the phrase. With Diva, Raja, 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 and Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, you got mad, man. Finish the phrase, the phrase, the phrase, the phrase. With Diva, Raja, 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 and Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man, you got mad, Diva Man, Diva Man, Diva Man.
Okay. We've reached the hour that we're going to turn it over to Diva Rachel.
All right, all right. We have reached the portion of our show where we throw a little twist to it. We have Diva Mail. We have finished the phrase. Hopefully soon we'll add even more of a twist to it. We'll maybe have our have people call in and ask us questions live. But we're working on that. We'll see. I got to pass it by the CEO and the executive. However, we have Diva Mail. Are we ready?
Yes.
Dear Divas, please help. I just turned 35. I am a female and have no kids. I have two jobs and no man. I carry myself with as much class as I can. I date often, and I am on several dating sites. However, I have not yet found that one. I have lots of self-love and esteem, but I'm picky. I feel like I'll never find the right one. Should I go on a swinger website or date a married man? Please help.
Not no married man. No. Yeah, pause on that. Just go and do your swinging. You know, you don't have nobody. You're a single mother. Go ahead and swing, but don't swing on nobody else's property.
She has no kids. She has no kids.
That's what I'm saying. Don't be swinging on nobody else's husband. She's trifling right there. Do somebody's husband.
How much class you got if you're asking, should you go on a, you know, date a married man?
Exactly.
Really?
You ain't that classy. That's ratchet. She's ratchet as all get out. She just messed herself up. I was giving her a lot of points, but when she said about the husband and all of that, no, that helped her ratchet.
Right.
Go swing on some poles. And hook up with Uncle Free. That's my opinion. No, you don't go to you don't mess up nobody's. I don't care if he is out there. You know that man married. Leave him alone.
And I agree.
Man got somebody. Leave him alone.
I agree. Leave the and maybe she thought too much. She said she's going to see. She dates a lot, and she goes on a lot of dating websites. So maybe if she just relaxed a little bit and just do the norm, maybe just go to have coffee at Starbucks by herself somewhere, or go to the library, she didn't mention going to church or anything, you know. So go to some places that she said she has a lot of the class and self-esteem. So I would say go to some classy places. You're looking for love in all the wrong places,
right,
in my opinion.
But you know what? My thing is, you own all of these different sites. It must be something wrong with you, sweetheart, because you don't have nobody yet. And now you want to stoop down to messing with a married man?
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well, that's what it is. Maybe she doesn't even know what she's looking for.
True.
Get the bleep out of here. She probably doesn't even know what she wants. She's looking for a quick hookup. She's looking for a BC booty call. And she's looking to catch the big A or the big H or all them other things. Now, if he's married, you got to kick rocks because look at the position you're in while you're single. Is it because you were cheated on or whatever the situation is? So why would you want to mess with somebody else's husband?
Right.
So she has to do that self-examination, self-evaluation, that get all that profit, you know. Like you said, but she has to start choosing where you hang out at. Start changing your atmosphere a little bit, you know.
Exactly. Because
like that old wise woman always told me, you are the company you keep. So, you know. Yeah. Mm.
Exactly.
I was going to do something for y'all, but I can't do it unless I put it all over my Facebook, so you can't get the picture.
Bring it from that phone.
What are you talking about?
That phone. You hear that one in the background, right? I'm calling about that phone. Still talk about that phone.
Lord, make
me think he was jealous of the pole. And somebody in the forum talked about they got evidence.
Okay.
Concrete.
Wow.
But maybe she should have been at Club Allure, and then maybe she could have been swinging on some.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes,
but no. I honestly, all jokes aside, though, that wanting to go to a married man, no. You write back and you tell that heifer I said. Don't she dare!
What are your opinion?
What's my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, if she goes to the library, the freaks are in the library because they're undercover. You think the library is a quiet place, but that's...
you got freaks in the pulpit, so we already know how that works.
But
listen, she could call the Lonely Hearts Club, too.
That's right. Call them first.
True.
So,
oh, my.
Rachel, yeah, call the Lonely Hearts Club, number one.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Dude, go to the library with some glasses on and her hair pulled up, and all she does is take the glasses off and pull her hair down, and she'd be straight.
Oh, wow. Well, hopefully she's listening. I try to encourage all of my my writers that send in Diva Mail to at least listen to the show. You know, I try to get them to call the show, but, you know, they don't want to reveal themselves. But I try to get them to at least listen in, so hopefully... She's listening in, and she's taking, you know, some good advice.
Press the
1,
honey. 646-200-3838. Press the 1. Come on. You ain't got to use your name.
Mm-mm.
And swinging on poles, go ahead and talk about it.
And for those that are listening, if you'd like to send in your own Diva Mail, if you'd like the Diva Squad to read some of your mail, just get at us at, is it... What's the email? Is it G? Whatever.
It's gq002@gmail.com.
I apologize for not remembering the email, too. But, yes. Brain just shut off at the end of the day.
Tell her she wants to swing on a pole, swing on a safe one, like T, a light pole. She ain't got to worry about it.
Oh, a light pole.
He said a light pole. Oh,
a
my
light pole.
That's a Satan. You ain't going to fall off that.
What the heck was a light pole? The lamppost outside on the street?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Barry.
Anyway, okay. We also do have Finish This Phrase tonight. Are you already Dons and Divas?
Yes.
Okay. Finish this phrase. Oh, hold on. I'm hearing some...
The echo again.
Some echoing. Hello?
Now.
Are we there?
Okay. It's going
I'm
now.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. Finish this phrase. I am at work, and I've never believed in love at first sight. But in walks the person I've always dreamt about. But I'm in a relationship. I would.
Oh, shoot. That's dangerous. Say that again. Listen.
You ready?
Yes.
I am at work.
and I've never believed in love at first sight. But in walk the person I've always dreamt about. But I'm in a relationship. I would.
Oh, God, Rachel. I would jump up and be like, you know what, baby? I've been waiting on you all my life. Here I am. Take me. Gee, don't even set yourself up with that. Don't even set yourself up with that. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh,
I'm going to do that one for the vibe. Do it for the vibe.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, I would.
Oh, my God. That's hard right there because,
you
know, like you said, and you're in a good relationship or whatever, and hearing your eyes just took over your heart and everything, that ain't even working right now. It's just all about your eyes. Like, oh, my
God.
It's the
beat.
Oh,
your
I didn't hear about the
being
in a relationship part. Because, listen, if you work with them, if you work in the same building as them and something and see them all the time, what do? Like, do you find another job or do you, you know, how do you remove yourself out of that situation? Oh, my God, I'm asking that question. Somebody help.
Wow.
But no, I didn't hear the part about being in a relationship.
Oh, that's because I said that fast. I said, I've always dreamt, okay, let me see. I'm at work, and I've never believed in love at first sight, but in walks the person I've always dreamt about, but I'm in a relationship. I would.
I still get him.
See, freaks everywhere. Freaks come out at night. What?
I would tap the Rockies.
Oh, so y'all would satisfy. Y'all would satisfy that dream, huh?
I would tap the Rockies.
I'm not satisfied. I fulfill my fantasy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Rocky, you only live once. Tap them Rockies.
But what happens if them Rockies, it ruins the relationship that you're in?
And they ain't gonna know. What they don't know, you can't miss what you can't measure.
Tonight. Oh my God, do you hear her, Rachel?
He is on fire. That little outing this weekend, she doesn't get out that organ, so that little outing is still, it hasn't worn off yet. It has not worn off yet.
She's still on that pole high.
Lord. Okay.
Wait a minute. Oh my God.
So is Kenny still with us?
Pat must have smacked him off the phone. Cause he's like,
exactly.
Pat put him on the chain now. He on the chain.
Tricky dick.
I'm the only lonely heart left.
Oh, it's a really lonely hearts club now.
Finish the phrase, Barry. Finish the phrase.
Okay, say it again, Rach.
Okay. I am at work, and I've never believed in love at first sight, but in walks the person I've always dreamt about. But I am in a relationship. I would...
After Rockies.
He said, tap the Rockies. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
First of all, you're not in love. You're just in lust. Because how could you be not? You can't be in love with somebody you don't know.
So believe in love at first sight then?
No, I mean, it's lust at first sight. You don't know how that person really is. I mean, you can't be really in love. I mean, it's lust. Like, you've been, like, saying she got a nice boom-boom or doom-doom or he's whatever.
So it's just more like a physical attraction.
She's booming, you know, it could be like, you know, whatever.
More of a physical attraction. Right. Okay.
Well,
unless
it's Denzel Washington or Idris Elba, I don't think I'd go for it. Or maybe Denzel Washington. But if the person looks like that. Otherwise, I'm just thinking I'm in a dream. No, I cannot believe this. This person looks good, but you know what? The devil is a lie, and I ain't claiming it.
You got to go to the bathroom or somewhere and check yourself. Like, listen.
Yes.
You're visiting
I worked at a job one time, right? I have several stories. I was at work at a job one time, and there was a lot of females that worked there, not many males. And this one man didn't even walk through the door. Oh, he was so handsome and so sensible, sexy, chocolate. And he had this swagger about him.
All the white girls, black girls, Puerto Rican girls, green girls, everybody was just drooling. So I'm talking all of us was on him, and he was on all of us. Now, he had this thing where he would tell me, he told me, don't tell anyone that we're messing around because that would mess up our relationship. So he'd make it seem like he had a relationship with you. Meanwhile, you couldn't tell anybody. And he just had this way of doing him. He manipulated about ten of us at the same time, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
And we were, and I mean, he had this aura about him. You hear me? But when the pants came off, nothing.
You did try.
All of us girls.
He done killed the dream.
Of course. So
he done
killed
the dream. Oh, my God.
All of us girls fighting over this man. They ain't got nothing down me.
Everything
yes.
That was good to you ain't good for you, and everything
yes.
Ain't going, honey.
Exactly. So to this very day, all of us girls, after we all, literally four, it was like a bunch of cats in the yard fighting. We all got fired and all. You hear me? We're all friends to this very day. We definitely still communicate to this very day.
I think the dude
went back to his country. Yeah, because we all definitely we put it on him too. After we put it on him.
Oh my God, how did he mess up a dream like that?
Girl, I don't even know.
You could have had that story for our show. Remember our show? What if you had somebody that look all good and then come to find out that the game is just is not there? Oh my goodness.
You look better with your clothes on.
You look better with your clothes on, buddy.
Listen.
Oh my God. Stick the calendar posing. Yeah, posing for the calendar. Ooh.
Call us. The number to call is 616-238-38. Press the 1.
Oh my God, Rachel.
If you're a friend in the forum, go to the forum.
Oh my God, Rachel. When you are able to go to the forum, you're going to be like, okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my
God. Oh, I can't believe this.
I wish I could. I can't wait.
And look who she's looking at in the car.
Lavina. Lavina, if you're out there. OMG.
In the forum. I'm going to say my phone might hang up. I'm multitasking.
Don't do it, Rachel. We don't want you to hang up.
Okay, I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
No, you ain't going to do it. Do it for the vine.
Do
it for the vine. I ain't going to do it. That's crazy.
Wow.
Everybody, hold that thought. I think we need to go to a song.
You think
we need to go to a song?
Before we go to a song, we're going to bring on Kia, and then we'll go to a song. Okay?
Okay.
Kia, are you there? Kia?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Kia.
Hey,
guys.
Kia.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. It's wet.
Good. Yes, real wet.
Real wet.
Did you choose the topics?
No, I didn't.
Okay, we got topics and Diva Mail and Finish the Phrase, but I'm going to go with the topics for right now. Does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt?
Does love hurt?
Yes.
Is it does love hurt when it's supposed to hurt?
No. It's actually two questions in one. Does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt? And then the second one, if you found out your mate had cheated on you and you forgave them, would you allow your mate to continue being friends with the person they cheated on you with?
Answer the questions now? Or?
Yes.
Does love hurt? Yes. Is it supposed to hurt? Yes. The second one, please. There's not even in my definition. I wouldn't even answer.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, that's not even a question. Only a fool will laugh. That's, you know.
Yeah, it ain't that serious.
It ain't that serious. Are you kidding? If he cheats, am I going to allow him to be friends with the person he cheated with? Who in their right minds has done that? Please let me know. What female is has in their right mind allowed the same man that they're in love with be friends with the woman that they cheated with?
But what if he didn't tell this woman?
He didn't tell who?
If he didn't tell the woman that, you know, that you that they didn't personally, you know, per se that he or she didn't catch them, like, together, red-handed, but she knew, he knew that they were cheating.
She knows that they're cheating, or did
maybe
he tell
she,
them?
Well, what I'm saying is she could have found out through texting or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
What if he didn't tell the person
that he or she was cheating with that he got caught?
You think she's not going to say something? And then she's going to allow him to still be friends and then don't tell him she caught him cheating? Who in their right mind does that?
Yeah, that's
it
crazy.
I'm not going to say that. I go to his phone. I know he's cheated or whatever. I'm just not going to say that. I'm just going to pretend I don't see. Who does that? Who pretends?
Definitely ain't that serious, I'm telling you.
It ain't that serious. You better.
You don't want postal. Postal.
I don't even know. You know what? Like you said, maybe there is because she's in love with him. You know, her self esteem. You know what?
Yeah, for whatever reason. Yeah.
Self esteem, because you need him, you want him, and you're gonna allow him to be friends with him. So he, like I said, what woman in their right mind?
Been there, done that. Listen, they call me crazy now. They don't want to mess with me. I know that's too much, Rachel.
I guess my generation, we drinking some other type of stuff. We drinking some other kind of stuff. There's no way. There's no way. I guess my generation, we're just like, you know, that we that's probably why we would go to jail. That's why we would go to jail.
I made it to the forum. Lord Jesus.
Rachel, that's a story to tell.
You're the beginning of the show. Yes, I've been done that. Sure have. Listen, I tell people, I'm going to write a book. I definitely have.
You can write a book, Rachel. If you went through something like that, you can definitely write a book. You can write a book. And it would be the bestseller. It would be on the bestseller list because
I'm about to make a title right now.
Pray on it and it'll come to you, because I'm saying right now, that is nothing but prayer. There's no way.
Rachel, you want to give her the Diva Mail and finish the phrase?
We have Diva Mail tonight and finish the phrase. Diva Mail, please help. I just turned 35. I am a female and have no kids. I have two jobs and no man. I carry myself with as much class as I can. I date often, and I am on several dating sites. However, I have not yet found that one. I have lots of self-love and self-esteem, but I'm picky. I feel like I'll never find the right one. Should I go on a swinger website or date a married man? Please help.
Should she go on a what?
A swinger website or date a married man?
No. She has to find. You know what? To each his own on that in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Why was she even gonna go on a website like that? what would that do?
Maybe that's a freak it off. She's probably a freak.
No, she don't know.
Well, my thing was definitely not go to a married man.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
That's just headache by itself. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. I mean, you know, but I was also saying, you own all these different sites. Maybe she needs to recheck herself, because
yeah,
if you ain't met nobody by now, then something wrong must be wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. She definitely has some issues.
Yes.
All right. We have finished this phrase.
Okay.
I am at work, and I've never believed in love at first sight. But in walks the person I've always dreamt about. But I'm in a relationship. I would...
Judge me if you want, but I'm definitely going to get... For all have sinned.
Girl, I know that's right.
You can use it. You can quote that. For all have sinned. But we're in. What you said, we're in a relationship. The relationship consists of, you know, doesn't consist of I have a ring on my finger. I'm in a relationship. You know, that relationship consists of any type of detailed relationship. But for all have sinned. Well, I will be quoting that because I definitely will be, you know, of course, you know how we women, you know.
You know what it is? The brain is funny how it works.
The brain is funny how your mind works.
Sometimes it does things on their own without any consciousness. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, God, I don't know why. I know that I'm in a good relationship. I don't know why. I just can't get them out of my head. You know what I'm saying?
Even if we try. Is it wrong to have a conversation with them or go out for lunch? No. No, there's nothing wrong with that. You can go out and he says, you know, both of you introduce yourself. Hi, how are you? You know, well, my name is Kim. My office is over there. You know, if you need any help, whatever.
Have a change of drawers in your pocket.
You should always have a little personal bag in the office somewhere.
Yeah,
make it home.
Oh my gosh,
he's everywhere.
What you saying, Barry?
I said I know somebody that needed 3 or 4 pair all day.
Oh my god.
You. Well, we know, lady, we got a lot.
Listen, he's speaking up, so it must have been him. Oh my God, let me find out. Oh my God, T did it for the vibe.
Ain't
nothing wrong with having a good time, okay?
I was in order.
I your peoples. You had your brother there. You had your brother and sister there. The people, somebody keep an eye on you. So you was good.
Exactly. You know what you need to do and what you need not to do. Sometimes the spirits in the bottle get to you now. Well, I ain't having nobody around me. I don't need no help.
Spirits in the bottle, how you doing other things now?
I don't need no help. I am well capable of handling this situation.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. This was a different scenario, Kia, that we were talking about.
Yeah, this is not no normal situation.
They said that I had somebody to keep me in order.
Yeah.
Been there and done that. Been there and done that. It's really nothing. But I always think about that episode of Waiting to Exhale.
Uh-huh.
Remember the last at the bar, her and you know what I'm talking about. And just talking, having a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, come on, it's nothing. Come on.
Yeah, that was Well, you know, look at their situation, though. You know what I'm
saying?
Right,
his wife was, she was going for divorce. His wife was dying of cancer. So it's like, you know, he hasn't been, you know, it's just like you're just listening with an open ear. And then they, you know, when you look at, you think they're going back to the bed, back to the hotel. So what do we see? Them just laying in the bed, sleep.
They just comforted each other at that time.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, they just comforted each other at that time.
You know your own, you know how your willpower, you got to just trust your own willpower. I don't need no help. Believe me.
I'm liable to do anything. I don't know what I know what has happened, but I don't know what's gonna happen.
I gotta
keep convincing myself, encouraging myself. Listen.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know.
Wow.
I'm just going to find out about, because if you don't find out about it, you know your well, if you work in an office, but I don't have that problem. But if you work in the office where there is multiple, you know, African-American women, you know that they think, see, me, I am the only African-American woman, so I'm not having that competition.
Oh.
You know, yeah, I already have that competition, but you got to depend on what, just go at your own risk. Take your own risk.
Yeah.
But I don't need no further opportunity to sit with me, Angie. I'm good. I'm good by myself. For all have sinned.
We were born into sin. We sure were. Listen. And we sin every day. Everybody sin every day.
You know,
we can sin overeating. But like you said,
much.
It's all in how you control that. How you control
how
the
you control
thought you got going
you
on in your head.
You can have a conversation as women. It's not so wrong with that. But as long as you know.
Your boundaries.
You know. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that. Jeez, I don't see, you know, it's like, and how you know what type of relationship? You're probably like, well, you know, for instance, he says, well, we're in a committed, how committed are we? Are we committed? Are we, you know, are you just want to label relationships? Or you can have a relationship with a female. I mean, what's your relationship? I don't know.
But
at that moment in time, you are not even thinking about him. When you see that other guy, you're like, you know, flashback. And it's like, oh, my God. Come back to reality.
Barry, you want to say something in lieu of the conversation?
Yeah. Does anybody know what a concubine is?
Yeah. It's like a wife.
It's a side chick.
Yeah.
Like the little girl on that movie with Denzel Washington asked Denzel, did he know what a concubine is?
Yeah, a concubine
is
a side chick. Like,
this has got to do with a side chick and seeing someone coming in the office that just attract your eye. So all of a sudden now you could become a side chick.
Right, a side chick.
Out of that. I don't think so.
If I had a side chick, everything would be all right.
That's probably why you're not dating. No. No. No, that don't even. I don't even. You know what? No, you're just having a conversation. It's called conversing on stuff.
Who's talking about this person?
How is he like his office? How is he like the city he's living in? How is he like his? How what is that doing about a side chick? Now you're a side chick.
Wait a minute.
Maybe she didn't understand your question. What is your actual question? You asked if we knew what a concubine was.
Yeah.
You know, you said that to say what, though?
No, I mean, back in the old days, the guys had concubines and there was no problem.
Are we in the old days?
Back to the topic. Yeah, the lines are lit up. 646-238-38. Press the 1 to get on the air. We see you out there. Press the 1. So let's get back to these topics. Finish the phrase and the diva mail. So the love hurting. Kia, I know what I was going to ask. You were saying that yes, it's supposed to hurt.
You know why? Because you
I
know,
mean, your opinion, you know, of why it's supposed to hurt. That's all I'm asking.
Because we go through, I guess because, you know, you go through that different phase in life where, so, you know, you grow apart, you know, you love him, but you love him, you don't love him for that reason no more. You know, you're growing apart. Love is hurting because you're fighting it. You know, you're fighting it. You're fighting with. You know, sometimes it's not nothing wrong with. I don't understand why guys can't understand where. Why can't we just be friends? It's like, you know, we got to be friends.
Yeah.
You can love him and not be with him.
Right, that's true.
And
that's
wish
true.
Him well. And wish him well. You had nothing. You remember the great times and the times you had. But you have outgrown that situation. You're not to check to cast him down. Why would you want to cast him down? Somebody that's been in your life, you have loved at one point in time in your life. I don't understand why, you know, you keep people get on whenever they start talking about him. At one point in time, you loved that man.
Exactly.
You loved him.
Exactly.
But we wanted to, you know, get on there and, you know, degrade and whatever, say all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes
you
outgrown that. But
right.
You can love him and not be with him. I don't see nothing wrong with
that. I've seen that before, you know. And like you said, why downgrade the person when you knew at
that
time, you know, you was madly in love. And the reason that you still degrading him, because you're still loving.
Yeah.
Still love that person.
Guys, Divas, we have another caller on the line. We have another caller on the line. Tashi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, Tashi. How are you?
How's everybody doing?
Welcome.
All right.
Good. What was the question? Because I heard him saying a concubine, talking about a concubine, and then I got lost when I was...
We don't really know what part that played.
Yeah, that was just some random thought he had going on.
Okay.
The topic, the first one is, does love hurt? Is it supposed to hurt? Then the second one, if you found out your mate had cheated on you, and you forgave them, would you allow your mate to continue being friends with the person they cheated on you with?
Okay. Now, for the first one, it was what again?
Does love hurt?
I think love does hurt. Yeah, I think so, because you learn. You learn from, you know, being hurt, you know, even though it might hurt, and you might go through stuff. Sometimes you learn, especially in those relationships that don't work, I believe. Mm. You're meant to learn something from it. You know, not to keep making that same mistake or picking that same type of guy.
Okay. Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the second one was?
If you caught your mate cheating.
They still remain friends. No. If he needs to be friends with her, then we don't need to be in a relationship.
Right.
Because that's every time you friends with her and I'm seeing her, that's reminding me of what you did.
Uh-huh. Right. And that's the same thing I said, you know, because somewhere along the line, they're gonna hook back up.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
because they figure you're a fool.
Exactly. Yeah, look, you know what's funny? Because I caught my mate doing that, right? So here he, you know, I caught him cheating, and then one night he was texting the girl. He was like, "All right, let me just get her to where I need her to be, and then we're gonna rock out."
That trigger,
let me tell you something about that trigger.
he was
scared of me by the end of the night because I wasn't playing. Now you're being disrespectful.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He was scared of me by the end. He was scared to even go to sleep. I was like, listen, I ain't going to do nothing to you. Don't worry about it. I got you. I ain't going to do nothing to you. But I tell you what, this ain't about to happen again. This ain't about to happen again. Not to me anyway.
You don't have that trust. It's a wrap. Because, you know, us women, sometimes we don't follow our instincts.
Right,
Because we be knowing sometimes. We don't need nobody to tell us. We don't,
know
something ain't right. You know? And sometimes we just don't listen to that.
That's that sixth sense we were born with. Yep.
But Angie.
Uh-huh.
Getting back to what you said, you allow him to still lay down and go to sleep.
I did.
True.
But trust me, the relationship was done. You could believe that.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? The relationship was done, and he already knew that.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, Right,
once
just
the respect
like a,
is gone.
Yeah, that was it. Now you've been disrespectful. It's time for you to move on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because who makes women that still be going for that and allowing that and still keep, you know, taking them back and listening to all of that, they just boosting these men's egos.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And a lot of times they get with, the, you know, a good woman like us and start thinking that that's okay to do, like, all women's gonna allow this.
Right, right. That's the truth.
Oh.
That's
a lot of us
that's
not allowing
was,
it,
that was,
and maybe ooh. Men will change.
Yeah. Yeah, say that again.
If a lot of us stop allowing that, then most of these men will change.
Yep.
They'll grow up.
True.
You know.
That's right. Well, you know what it is too. You have some women that just settle for less, and that are really accepted of that stuff. Like, oh, that he ain't my headache, so I get what I can get out of him and send him home.
Yeah,
they have that mentality.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
Like I said, really, in all actuality, honey, you ain't getting nothing but a wet tail. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know
what I'm
saying?
But to them,
they feel like
I
guarantee you, they feel like
they're
getting it all.
Yeah, like they got it going on because I'm messing with her men. Oh, I messed with your men. I mean, and now it's to the place where people videotaping it, what they doing. And this is how, again, Donald Sterling got caught being videotaped, recorded, and being put on blast.
Uh-huh.
What I'm saying?
And you...
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't know the repercussions that you might get from sleeping with them either.
Exactly.
You don't know what that person got.
Yeah, because if you know what they want, eventually they think that you're going to leave the home and eventually you're going to get with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, like she said, they videotape it. They get all that. Next thing you know, they're calling your home, calling your girl, telling her and showing her like, okay, you're just going to ruin your life then.
Yeah.
You know,
now I'm
going to
make you
miserable. Mess with a woman's heart. Yeah.
Yep. Because, listen, when a woman is scorned, y'all hear, when a woman is scorned, it's hard. You're not dealing with her. See, it's hard to deal with a scorned person. I'm not just saying women. It's hard to deal with a person that is scorned because now all they see is red lights from their past. You understand what I'm saying? Found no closure from the past relationship. So that person is scorned. It's hard to deal with a person like that. Because now they don't trust nobody. I don't care what you say. I don't trust you, period. So
just know when a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing to talk about.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it.
Let's go, Belly. You already know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but you just have to be careful and mindful of your, I mean, of everything you do now.
Yes, you
do. I mean, seriously. Because the same way that he cheated on you to go to another woman or cheat it to get to you, he's going to do it eventually to you.
Yes.
It's karma. It's going to happen.
That's what that old wise woman said. The way you got him is the way you got to keep him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. If you got him sleeping with him all the time, giving you better continue to do it. Guess what? Because somebody going to do the same thing to you.
But I honestly believe that somebody that'll cheat on somebody to get to them, it's only a matter of time before you go through the same thing.
Yes.
They're going to do the same thing to you. You know, because most of them, that's their M.O., men and women that I'm speaking of. You know, because if she cheated to get him, after she done with him, she move on to the next. So, she also had Tasha finished the phrase in Diva Mail.
Yes.
Rachel do.
What's the phrase?
First, we do Diva Mail.
Okay.
We have emails that come in, and we read off these emails and hope that maybe we can help the person that's asking the question. And then we throw another little twist. We finish this phrase to, you know, just make you laugh or make you wonder. Anyway, dear Diva, please help. I just turned 35. I am a female and have no kids. I have two jobs and no man. I carry myself with as much class as I can. I date often and I am on several dating sites. However, I have not yet found that one. I have lots of self-love and esteem, but I'm picky. I feel like I'll never find the right one. Should I go on a swinger website or date a married man? Please help.
Well, my advice to her would be to pick a totally different type of guy that she's used to.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's another culture, you know, another nationality, something else, try something different. Try a different type, because maybe the type that she's looking for all the time is not working for her.
That's
good. That sounds good.
Okay. And we also have finish this phrase. Are you ready? I am at work, and I've never believed in love at first sight, but in walks the person I've always dreamt about, but I'm in a relationship. I would
just admire from a distance. Admire him from a distance. That's about it. Everything that glitters ain't gold.
What I just said, I said the same thing, Tasha. And everything that looks good to you ain't good for you.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Well, Dons and Divas, you know, time is of essence, and around this time, this is where we let everyone go around the table and give their final thoughts on the topics and finish the phrase Diva Mail. So, Barry, you being first, you want to go ahead and give your final thoughts?
Yeah, it was a good show, and, you know, it's a lot of laughs and fun, you know, and that's what it's about, entertainment, just having fun, and, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know, and on a serious note, like, if you're really in a relationship, you need to just be devoted to somebody. You just can't go tapping the Rockies anybody. But it's all fun. I'm just looking for some laughs. So wait until next week. And everybody.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what? You're scared my boy Kenny away. I don't know, man. My sidekick. I'm the only lonely heart. Kind of crazy. How happened with that?
No, like Andrew say, Pat scared him away.
Yeah, Pat, he's just talking stuff about Pat. He can't talk about nothing in the White House. I really had fun Sunday, and then, you know, we had some laughs, and that's what it's about, having laughs. So I'm looking forward to next week and, like, more fun on all the shows. It's all good, and I'm glad to be a part of this with you young ladies. So enjoy and God bless.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Kia, are you there, Kia?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just busy. And my sister has eaten this chocolate cake. Sorry.
You want to give your final thought?
Oh, I'm sorry, God.
That's all right.
Great topic. Such a love. Does love hurt? Yes, it does. But it was a great topic. I had to call in a little bit earlier next time, but, you know, it was pouring down here.
Yes.
But it was a great topic. You know, always great talking on Wednesday with you girls. The Diva Squad.
Thank
and
you.
And I look forward
Thank
to seeing you.
You
guys next Wednesday.
All right. All
righty then. Tashi?
Yes.
Do you have a final thought?
Yes. Always remember that we deserve the best. What we're sitting on, like Steve Harvey said, is a jewel. You know what I'm saying? What every man wants. So we need to start acting like that, seriously, and stop settling.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere.
I'm talking about the diamond in between.
There you go.
He runs
there
up the world.
Yeah, so... If no one else have anything else to say, I'm going to turn it over to my diva, Rachel.
All right, all right. First and foremost, I got to give it up to God, because without God, there would be no us, there would be no GQ Palace. So I definitely have to give my praises to him. Definitely give my shout-outs to our CEO and our executive. We love y'all. Wonderful, wonderful work. And our GQ Palace family and all the other hosts,
tonight's callers, I want to thank Barry Kenny, the president of the Lonely Hearts Club, Kia and Tashi, and I wanna shout out my fellow divas, Miss T and Angie. I love y'all. Great show tonight. Great show. I'm passing the mic. I'm passing the mic.
All right. Well, and you as always say it in a nutshell, you know, but I just definitely wanna commend the good time that I had with the CEO and the executive producer the last few days. It was awesome. And I plan on being there for the next event.
Okay.
I had so much fun. I just think that I need to attend every event that GQ Palace is a part of.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
And, you know, if you all can, you know, show up, especially, you know, the other part of the GQ family, please do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be an ideal good thing for all of us to meet together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do it and do the thing. I haven't had that much fun, and I don't know when. And I plan on going back to see them before another event is to come up. But I want to thank everyone, and you know, we've come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace is doing big things, and we have 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Thursdays, Reality and Relationship, with KL and Tiffany Belvin as the hosts from 8 to 10. Love and Entertainment, with our host, our very own CEO, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, with our host, executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following hers, Crossroad Temple, with our host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. Mondays, UAR, host varies, from 8 to 10. Mondays, Love, Life, Loyalty, with our host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, with the host, The Mayor, from 8 to 10. Then you're back with us on Wednesday, Love Fantasy, with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie, from 7 to 9. And I want to wish everyone a great rest of the week, and be safe out there in this weather, because I don't know what it's doing, but be safe and be blessed. We love you guys.
Hey, T.
What, Barry?
You know, you just want to, you can't wait to get on that light pole and then bring enough underwear next time.
Good show, divas, and again,
right.
Thanks, callers and listeners.
It ain't
Barry,
that.
Stop it.
All right.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace. GQ
Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. Stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, and the Diva Squad.
Just hold on, I'm going.
The Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
And on Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace radio station. Love it, it's love it, it's love it, it's love it. GQ Palace radio, GQ Palace.
Yo, this is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what up, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace. Right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Just hold on, going home. Just hold on, going home.
It's fun!